It is Monday. It is Memorial Day. And of course, we remember our war dead on this day. And we also here are beginning summer, at least the unofficial beginning of summer. The official is in about 3 weeks. And it is also this time where we're recognizing we don't have to follow the mask mandate anymore, except where it is applicable. But for the most part, it isn't. So it's rather an interesting day right across the board. But it is also Monday, in the day that I always bring my homily from over the weekend. We celebrated the Holy Trinity. So it's Holy Trinity Sunday, which, as I've mentioned before, is the Sunday after Pentecost, where we celebrate that Catholic doctrine that we believe in one God with three persons, all one. So we believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are all God, and that's what we celebrate. I always take the position that the Holy Trinity is so important because we can't fully understand it, and it's a reminder that there are mysteries greater than what we can perceive on our own. And that's the position I took in this particular homily. You are listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Mawson, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. This homily was recorded at the 4 o'clock p.m. Mass this past weekend, Saturday, actually. And so here it is, coming to you all about the Holy Trinity from Saturday afternoon.
Let us propose an idea. We're surrounded by Harvard University, an esteemed institute of learning, which has a long history here in the United States. So let us pretend that in the physics lab there, they invented a time machine in which we can travel back to the early years of the then college in the 17th century. We decide to bring with us our cell phones. We're going to show them our cell phones, this powerful technology. And the idea is when they see the technology, they'll be excited about it. We can teach them how it runs. And then by the time we get back to this time, our technology will be even further advanced. So we arrive and we're walking around the campus down the street, showing everyone our cell phones before the batteries run out. However, instead of amazement, there is great fear, and suddenly we hear people wanting to burn us as witches. We hope the modern day people running the time machine back here can bring us back before the rabble rounds us up and kills us. Why did that happen? Simple. Their understanding of science at that time was not well developed. To give you an idea, 100 years after that scenario, St. Alphonsus Liguori lived, and he writes about the process of leeching, that we trust ourselves to leeching by the fine esteemed doctors. And that was 100 years after the scenario I just gave you. 83 years ago, this October, Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the Air convinced people that we were being invaded by Martians. Today, that would not be possible because we've seen for ourselves that there are no Martians. Our science is so developed. So we look at these two scenarios that demonstrate an imbalance of faith and science. We can look around our world today and see we are living in the opposite scenario from the one I gave you taking place in Harvard in the 1600s. Now, science is strongly developed, and faith, not as much as science. So now we live in an area of the science-only ethic where people understand, follow the science with no other amplifying information. Now, you know where I stand on science, and when I am done with this homily, you may all want to be scientists. You know I fully embrace science. Science is extremely essential to who we are as human beings. And our faith, our race has gone from being a faith-based existence, as in my scenario in 1600s Harvard, to a science-based existence, as surrounds us today. Today's celebration is of the Holy Trinity, that reality that God is three persons in one God. But we, even today, cannot fully grasp that understanding. How can we believe in this one God who is also three persons? However, that's the point. God is beyond us. We can't fully understand him. As I explain, our faith begins with the understanding that there are realities beyond our ability to perceive them. Just as in the physical world, science rightly so calls us to explore the mysteries of the material universe. The Holy Trinity reminds us to explore the mysteries of the spiritual universe as well in Christ. Jesus came to teach us the truth, for he is the truth, the whole truth. It is not a superficial truth, but it is profound in something that we are still seeking generation by generation and learning more and more each and every century. Science is about seeking the truths of the material universe. Faith is about seeking the truths beyond that and how they all come together. We as humans are encouraged to pursue it all to discover the fullness of truth. Our ability to understand grows and deepens. So just as how we understood our world in the 16th century is different than how we understand our world now, so we are encouraged to deepen our pursuit of Christ and expand our knowledge and expand our understanding of who God is and who we are. We're not only able to do this, we're encouraged. God does not change, but our ability to know God does. It deepens over the ages. Now, I'm not an atheist, and to be honest, I consider atheism a form of flat earth thinking. Doesn't make sense to me. As a Catholic, I embrace science, and I explain that you truly can't believe in evolution and atheism at the same time. It makes no scientific sense. Evolution says we are still evolving and growing in our understanding, and atheism says we can comprehend everything in the known universe. Those two statements are mutually exclusive. We now live in a science-only ethic, and we must not discredit science, but we must build and deepen our faith, for science and faith work well when they balance each other. Faith without science leads to the Inquisition. Science without faith leads to the Holocaust. Let us never forget that St. Thomas Aquinas summed up his great theological work, the Summa Theologica, which is still considered this great work, and he called it nothing more than straw. There is so much more to understand about God and the universe he created. This is the point of the Holy Spirit to help us to explore the powerful truths of the universe and learn and understand them. This is why you living your faith is so important. And if you choose to study science, well, bravo to you, excellent. The mystery of the Holy Trinity reminds us that we need to continue to deepen our understanding of faith so that we grow deeper in our understanding of God and ourselves. China just landed a rover on Mars. They joined us in discovering other worlds. Humanity can only benefit from this. However, as the Chinese philosophers warned a long time ago, that country is now officially atheist. And ours can be turning that way. That will lead us down a road as dangerous as the 17th century scenario I brought up at the beginning, except from the opposite perspective. We need both faith and science. As Catholics, we believe in scripture and tradition. It is built into our faith to embrace a growing ability to comprehend the mysteries of the physical and spiritual universe. The day we celebrate the reality and recognize the potential. We root ourselves in Christ and seek the fullness of truth to which he leads us. That is also our destiny, especially surrounded by these institutions of higher learning here in Boston.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
We now have a regular poll question for you to give you input in current issues affecting the church. This week we ask, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist? You can answer our poll at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what you think, and we will give the results next week. Well, you heard my homily from this past weekend, and it really highlights the fact that faith and science are called to work together, but we're also need to come to understand, and this is what the Holy Trinity is teaching us, is that our faith is not static. It's dynamic. We can always turn around and stand on the teaching that God doesn't change, but our understanding of God deepens. It's kind of like we can say, if we were standing on the earth and someone else was looking, this is, well, this hasn't changed that much in the past 5 million years. Right. But our understanding of the earth changes every day. And that's where it comes from, where we understand that God does not change, but our understanding, our appreciation, our knowledge of who God is and how that must influence us, especially as we deepen our understanding of the Holy Trinity. Incredibly powerful that we're called to live and to understand so that we may influence through the action of the Holy Spirit working actually through us, those who are around us. Well, this is Memorial Day, and we're in the midst of Memorial Day weekend, so the most important thing we need to do is remember our war dead and those who have gone before us who have given their lives in support of those freedoms that we stand upon, including freedom of religion and other freedoms. So never forget them, and definitely don't forget them on this day. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.